Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to Mount Logan Capital's first quarter 2021 results conference call. All participants will be in a listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. Please note, this event is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to remind listeners that except for historical information, the matters discussed during this call may include forward-looking statements within the meaning of the applicable Canadian securities legislation. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks and uncertainties and other factors that may cause actual financial results, performance, or achievements to be materially different from those estimated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by those forward-looking statements. All forward-looking statements reflect the company's current views with respect to future events and are subject to risks and uncertainties and assumptions we have made in drawing the conclusions included in such forward-looking statements. The company is not obliged to update or revise any forward-looking statements, and we do not assume any obligation to do so. For a description of the risks associated with Mount Logan Capital's business, as well as information about the material factors and assumptions that could cause the result to differ from any forward-looking statements and other relevant factors, please refer to the company's public disclosure record, particularly the company's MD&A and annual information form for the year ended December 31st, 2020, which are available on SEDAR. I would now like to introduce you to your host for today's conference, Mr. Ted Goldthorpe, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Mount Logan Capital. Mr. Goldthorpe, you may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our first quarter 2021 results call. During the call, we'll be referring to information provided in the financial statements, the MD&A, and the associated news release for the quarter, all of which were released yesterday and are available on our website and on SEDAR. Joining me this morning is our executive team, including our Chief Financial Officer, Jason Roos, and our co-presidents, Matthias Ederer and Henry Wong. Overall, we are pleased to announce that Mount Logan had another successful quarter, most notably with record revenue and significant growth in fees attributable to our newer asset management activities. Before we speak to our financial results for the quarter, I will provide an overview of our transaction with Capitala, the closing of our warehouse leverage facility, highlight our year-to-date progress, and provide some brief remarks on the general market conditions and outlook. First of which, I will speak to our proposed transaction with Capitala. On April 21st, we announced that we entered into a definitive agreement where a wholly owned subsidiary, U.S. subsidiary, Mount Logan Management, would become the investment advisor of Capitala Finance Corp, or Capitala, as I will refer to it in these remarks. Listed as CPTA on the NASDAQ, Capitala is a publicly traded business development company, or BDC, with approximately $320 million of assets as of March 31st, 2021. After running a fulsome advisor search process, the board of Capitala unanimously selected Mount Logan as its new investment advisor, due to our enhanced sourcing capabilities, focused liability management, integration with our operational and support teams, and expertise in portfolio repositioning. By taking over the management contract for Capitala, Mount Logan Management would be entitled to a 1.75% base annual management fee on their assets under management, as well as incentive fees tied to performance. This transaction significantly expands Mount Logan's asset management revenue, which would be underpinned by a permanent capital vehicle and acts as a potential growth platform for future opportunistic BDC transactions. From a timing standpoint, a special meeting of the shareholders of Capitala is scheduled for May 27, 2021, and subject to approval, the transaction is expected to close in the summer of 2021. So far, over 20% of Capitala's outstanding shares have indicated support for the proposed transaction. Overall, we are very excited about the transaction for Mount Logan and Capitala shareholders, who will receive the benefit from a larger mix of income-generating assets, lower financing costs, and a management team with a demonstrated track record of consolidation in the BDC space. Last Friday, we announced the closing of a new debt warehouse facility. This $60 million facility will be used in connection with a transaction to refinance one of our collateralized loan obligations, or CLOs. The facility is intended to be a short-term in nature, and we will effectively use it to ramp a portfolio of loans alongside some of our balance sheet investments, which will then contribute to one of our CLOs alongside a refinancing. We expect to terminate this facility in the summer of 2021 alongside resetting our 2018 CLO, which, if successful, will increase the duration of our asset management fees tied to this vehicle. Since taking over management of the CLOs last year, we have actively leveraged our team's sourcing and underwriting capabilities to optimize the asset base of the CLOs, reposition the portfolio, and rotate into higher quality loans without sacrificing yield. Moving on to Sierra Crest, through our minority interest, we receive a portion of the economics connected with the advisory contract for Portman Ridge, a publicly traded BDC with over $550 million of assets as of March 31st, 2021. Portman Ridge continues to scale, with its net NAV organically increasing 1.4% quarter over quarter, and through its previously announced merger with Harvest Capital Credit Corporation, which is on track for an expected closing in June. As Mount Logan owns 21.4% stake of Sierra Crest, the increased scale of Portman Ridge will result in a larger base of fee-generating permanent capital, which will flow to Mount Logan. Thus far, the performance of this investment has exceeded our underwriting case, and we continue to be pleased with the performance. In relation to our interval fund, known as the Alternative Credit Income Fund, or SIF, the fund had over $260 million of assets as of March 31st, 2021, and performance has been strong, with year-to-date returns approaching 8%. Since we closed the SIF transaction, fees and operating income have exceeded our internal forecasts. We intend to invest in this platform over the course of the year by adding additional salespeople to sell the product. We continue to reposition the portfolio by leveraging our sourcing capabilities and are actively assessing investments to support its long-term growth. Based on the continued attractive risk-adjusted performance of SIF, we look forward to the continued growth of the fund in the coming years. The first quarter marked our second quarter of generating management fee income, and we expect the full extent of fee generation potential will continue to ramp over the course of the year as some legacy one-time costs continue to flow through the first quarter of 2021. Furthermore, we believe there's an extraordinary market opportunity right now, and we continue to actively assess new strategic asset management transactions. As of quarter end, our core investment portfolio of $20 million, $20.3 million, entirely consisted of first lien senior secured term loans. Our promissory notes and equity investments, totaling $19.5 million, are related to our transaction with SIF and our minority stake in the Sierra Crest, respectively. Looking at our portfolio today, we continue to assess reducing the size of our investment portfolio, and we continue to balance interest income generation while divesting or contributing our portfolio assets opportunistically to support transactions that fulfill our goal of generating recurring asset management fee streams. Turning briefly to current market conditions, our primary market was very strong starting at the end of last year, and the momentum has really continued into the first quarter of this year. Given the backdrop of low interest rates, vaccine distribution-led reopenings, and ongoing fiscal stimulus, the overall credit market has remained very active. Market-wide transaction volume was strong in the quarter, including both new investment opportunities through M&A activity as well as refinancing activity. Credit spreads remain wider in the direct loan origination market relative to the liquid credit market, and our ability to use the breadth of our platform to source transactions should generate consistent, attractive, risk-adjusted returns in excess of the broader market, aiding our efforts to reposition the CLOs and other pools of capital we now manage. Lastly, we are maintaining our dividend for the quarter, and we'll be paying 2 Canadian cents per share for shareholders of record as of May 27th. With that, I will turn the call over to Jason Roos, who will review the financial results for the quarter.
Thanks, Ted. Good morning, everyone. I'll now summarize our key highlights for the first quarter of 2021. As a reminder, all figures I reference today on this call will be in U.S. dollars, Mount Logan's functional and presentation currency. For the quarter ended March 31st, 2021, we generated $1.3 million of total revenue, an increase of 41% quarter-over-quarter. This quarter marks an increased contribution of revenue attributable to our asset management activities. Our management fees related to our CLOs was approximately $500,000 for the quarter. For the net earnings attributable to the Alternative Credit Income Fund, or SIF, this is captured in a servicing fee, also reflected in management fees, and an additional $247,000 in interest income. On the expense side for the quarter ended March 31st, we incurred $380,000 in transaction costs and professional fees, a reduction of 65% quarter over quarter, as a result of the elevated acquisition activity in the fourth quarter of 2020. Other operating costs, including directors' fees, compensation, marketing, regulatory, and shareholder relations, and other general and administrative costs, totaled $443,000 for the quarter, aligned with our previous quarter. In the first 3 months of the year, Mount Logan paid $315,000 in interest and other credit facility expenses, which is mainly in connection with our previous $50 million leverage facility that we repaid and terminated in February 2021. We incurred $190,000 in non-cash amortization expenses related to the management contract for our CLOs, which is treated as an intangible asset on our balance sheet. Following the reduction in our deferred tax asset last quarter, there was no further change to the balance of our deferred tax asset this quarter. In the quarter, we recognized a net realized gain on investments of $158,000 and net unrealized appreciation on investments of $170,000 amid continued strong performance in the broader credit market. Our total and comprehensive income was $269,000 for the quarter, or 2 cents per weighted average share. As of March 31st, 2021, Mount Logan's balance sheet reflected total assets of $56 million, total liabilities of $12.9 million, and shareholders' equity of $43.2 million. While shareholders' equity and net asset value per share remained steady quarter over quarter, our assets and liabilities were both reduced by $35 million in connection with the repayment and termination of our leverage facility. Our asset balance at quarter end primarily consisted of $36.4 million in our investment portfolio, our $6.8 million balance in cash and restricted cash, our $6.9 million investment in associates, which reflects our minority equity stake in Sierra Crest, and our $3.3 million in intangible assets associated with the management contracts for our CLOs. At quarter end, our liabilities predominantly included our $5.3 million of debt incurred in relation to our acquisition of a minority stake in Sierra Crest. As discussed earlier, we terminated our $50 million revolving leverage facility and repaid the $34.4 million balance in February. As Ted mentioned earlier, Mount Logan entered into a $60 million revolving warehouse facility at the end of last week. This warehouse facility is intended to be temporary in nature, and we expect to terminate it in the summer 2021. Following the use of the net proceeds of the facility to ramp a portfolio of loans in connection with a transaction to refinance one of our CLOs. Lastly, one notable liability is the client investment associated with contingent value rights, or CVRs. As a reminder on Klein, this is an investment in equity and debt that remains for Merit Resource Corp prior to the plan of arrangement. Following the sale of Klein's principal asset in the fourth quarter of last year, we received our first distribution in the first quarter of 2021. We have been working with the rights agent on coordinating our first distribution, which we expect notices to be sent out before month end and a payment date set for June 9th. I will now turn the call back to Ted Goldthorpe for some closing remarks.
Thank you. We would now like to open it up for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. If at any time your question has been addressed and you would like to withdraw your question, please press star, then two. The first question today will come from Scott Chan with Canaccord Genuity. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Ted, you kind of talked about obviously deleveraging the balance sheet, but noticed that you made several investments in Q1. Was that more opportunistic with the private credit market?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the vast majority of our investment portfolio is transitioning into our investment in SIF and Sierra Crest, but we did buy some loans just to keep the generate some interest income before these transactions close. So the intention is to use those liquid assets to put into our CLOs as that closes, and/or sell them when we close Capitala and some of the other deals.
Okay. And then on the $60 million credit facility, you talked about one financial impact on increasing the duration. Is there any other impact on refinancing? Like, do the assets increase, or is it still relatively steady?
Yeah. So if you take a step back, we've got a CLO that's outside of its reinvestment period. So we are in the market, what's called resetting it. So we're going to extend the investment period. So to your point, the assets that we're ramping now will go into that facility when it closes. So it'll no longer be an obligation nor on the balance sheet of Mount Logan. And to your point, because there's more assets and because the investment period is longer, you know, the fees, the duration of fees definitely go up. And depending on how big the CLO is, we may also get a little bit of a bump in terms of just run rate fees.
Okay. And on the SIF, you talked about adding additional salespeople, and thanks for the update on the year-to-date performance of just under 8%. So these salespeople, are these going to be Mount Logan salespeople kind of talking to, I guess, various distribution channels in the U.S., like through wirehouses and RIAs, et cetera?
Yeah, exactly. So we're doing two things on that front, which are really interesting. So income from SIF is well above our plan. And the reason for that is partially because of performance. We've had top-tier performance since we've closed. But secondly, you know, we haven't added as many salespeople as we would have liked. So we're in the process of adding those people now. Those people will sell SIF in the U.S. to the IBD channel and RIAs, exactly what you just said. We're also hoping to use them to potentially launch some products in Canada. And, you know, obviously, there's been some recent news about some changes in the Canadian retail channel. So we think that opens up a really big opportunity for us to potentially start a new business in Canada. So I think the sales force is very strategic for us, and it's a big, big focus of the management team right now.
And Ted, what is that news on the retail channel that changed that could provide this opportunity?
There's a big player in the Canadian credit market who is in the retail channel that is going through some difficulties. And so, you know, it potentially, we were going to do this anyways, but it potentially opens the door for new entrants into the retail channel.
Okay. And just lastly, I guess since our last update, any update towards, you know, your M&A pipeline to expand, into this alternative asset manager after being pretty acquisitive over the last couple of quarters?
Yeah, I mean, the hardest working man on Wall Street is our CFO from all this integration. But we have two near-term M&A announcements that we expect to wrap up probably over the next 6 weeks. So we continue to be very focused on it, both of which are minimal amounts of consideration given versus what we're actually getting. So, you know, both are very strategic for us. And the two platforms we're about to announce, we expect to be similar to SIF, actually, businesses we can grow. So something like a Capitala generates a lot of cash for us. That's going to be a big cash flow generator. And we think we actually might be able to grow it. But the two announcements we're about to make are growth platforms for us. So we get earnings plus growth, which is, you know, pretty strategic for us.
And can you remind me, when is the shareholder vote for Capitala?
It is currently scheduled for the end of May. It may get pushed into June, and we expect to close soon after that. So, you know, Capitala, we kind of expect to close July 1st, in and around that date.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And, yeah, as mentioned in the script, we before the transaction was announced, there's already over 20% of shareholders have committed to vote in favor. and the stock price of Capital has performed very, very well. So you know, so far so good, let's put it that way.
All right, good to see.
Our Harvest transaction, just to give an update, that meeting is also in early June, and we're already close to the vote. We need to get that one done too. So we're way ahead of schedule on both fronts.
So on the Harvest with the additional assets, once it closes through your 21% equity ownership through Sierra Crest, then that would incrementally benefit your fee stream beyond that, I guess.
Exactly. So Mount Logan has to put up a little bit of money to get that transaction done, but it's very accretive for our shareholders. So that is a very, very good transaction from a Mount Logan perspective.
Okay. That's all for me. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. The next question today will come from Chuck Burns with CIBC Wood Gundy. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Ted. Nice to see the progress being made. I'm seeing a number of announcements regarding private placements, whether 275, 280. Is that an ongoing strategy as opposed to, I don't want to say if they're bought deals or normal underwritings going forward, or is that, do you see that coming to an end, as well as once all these acquisitions are closed, do you see the possibility for the increased cash flow that the company generates, that the dividend can grow as well?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. So we do not need to issue stock to get any of these acquisitions done. Now we may provide stock as consideration in some of these deals, but we have enough cash and liquid securities on hand to do these deals. We did announce a very, very small private placement last week, for $500,000, and that's a very strategic private placement. The person who made the investment is one of the CEOs of one of our portfolio companies, and wanted to invest in our company and couldn't do it through the public markets because of confidential information. So that is not, you're not going to see a lot of announcements like that going forward. That was really a one-off, and it was very small.
That's what I thought. It seemed a bit unusual.
Yeah, it is unusual. It's small. It's one-off, and it's strategic for us. It's very important for us that our portfolio companies, are aligned with our shareholders. So I like the fact that they're putting up real cash and becoming real investors. But that's a one-off. I mean, we've done two of them in the last 3 years, and both were portfolio company CEOs.
Okay. And as far as dividend growth?
Yeah, so, our financials over the course of the year are really going to change, and you're going to see real increases in fee income and cash flow, particularly in the back half of this year. So, come the third and fourth quarter, you're really going to see it flow through. And when that happens, I think dividend growth might be on the table. It's always a debate. We have a lot of debate with a lot of our shareholders between reinvesting in our business. So as I mentioned, we're about to announce two deals that are big avenues of growth for us, which we can do very creatively by reinvesting the business versus returning money to shareholders. So I think the goal is to increase dividends over time, but balance that versus reinvesting in the business.
Oh, no, if you can see it translate into growth in share price, that's nice as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, that is star, then one. At this time, there are no further questions, and I would like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Goldthorpe for any closing remarks.
Thank you. In closing, I want to state again how pleased we are with our progress so far this year. Between our CLOs, the SIF, our stake in Sierra Crest, and our upcoming transaction with Capitala, Mount Logan has now assembled a portfolio of asset management businesses that we are actively taking steps to transform and grow in the future. These transactions are beginning to flow through our financial results, as I just mentioned, and expect to comprise a larger part of our earnings with each quarter that passes. We are firmly committed to continuing the momentum of transitioning Mount Logan to a diversified asset management platform, and we continue to develop a strong pipeline of actionable opportunities that have the potential to be highly transformative. While the market conditions have been attractive year to date, we've aimed to manage our portfolios prudently, and we look to continue to remain vigilant in our underwriting and monitoring. We look forward to progressing on our transaction with Capitella and are excited for the year ahead for Mount Logan as an emerging asset manager. Thank you to all of our shareholders for all your support. And as always, if anybody has any questions or comments or feedback, please contact any member of management. Thank you very much.
The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation, and you may now disconnect.